Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman. As we near the end of the first week of the 2018 Winter Olympics, the U.S. is racking up medals and Olympic fever has taken the country by storm. It's kind of fun to watch. We've seen great performances from Olympic favorites like the legendary Shaun White and new but equally exciting performances from first-timers like snowboarder Chloe Kim. Joining us, as he does every Wednesday here at Radio Boston, is Bill Littlefield, host of WBUR's Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Jill.
It's been a while since I've seen you. You've grown
indeed.
A beard. I have not grown a beard. You have grown a beard. I like it. Bill, I mean, I don't want to talk about it if you do see anything there. Bill, the highlights of the Olympics so far for you as a true gamesman and sports watcher.
Well, you've certainly mentioned two of them with Chloe Kim and Shaun White as far as their performances are concerned. I think the amazing thing, or at least the extraordinary thing to me, is that both of them went into their respective disciplines, their respective events, with more hype than is usual. I mean, ads made about them, all kinds of promotional material. They were going to do this, they were going to do that. And by gosh, they lived up to all of it. And then some, especially with Chloe Kim. I mean, she basically won the thing before most of the other young women had a chance to compete. It was extraordinary.
There was a triple axel in here somewhere, too, which we haven't mentioned on the ice, I believe.
Yes, there was. Yes, there was in the team competition, which is, you could regard as almost preliminary to the main event. And so that was extraordinary as well.
There are a couple of shows that people watch, the halftime show at the Super Bowl and the Olympics open ceremony.
Absolutely.
What's your take on the ceremony this week? Last week, excuse me.
I love the ceremony. I'm as much in favor of that sort of thing as anybody else, mostly because at least for a limited period of time, you really see people from all over the world participating in the same event. And it's a reminder that we're not really very much different from each other. Our extraordinary young athletes from the United States are very much like the extraordinary young athletes from other places. Once in a while, you get an exception, like the fellow from Tonga who somehow qualified as a cross-country skier without benefit of snow, a story that we told on Only a Game. But it's a sense that, you know, the world is a big place in one sense, but in another respect, it's a small community, and it's nice to be reminded of that.
It's one of the greater spaces of diplomacy right now, so
we will
point that out.
And it's too bad that sometimes the people responsible for diplomacy, like Mike Pence, sort of don't get it.
Hockey, whether or not our vice president pays attention, you do, women's hockey in particular, the U.S. women's hockey team, is it the year that they could beat Canada?
Well, they certainly seem to think so. And as I've been saying to people who've asked me that question, I'm very much encouraged by the fact that the U.S. team is thinking of itself as sort of reconditioned, remade, and maybe a little bit less strict, a little bit less disciplined, a little more freelance and open than they have been in the past. And I can certainly hope that the result is that they finally win an Olympic gold medal to go along with all the world championship medals that they've recently won.
And among the teammates, there's a young woman from Westfield, Mass. On the team, I believe. I am blanking on her name at the moment, but we'll get it up on the website so folks.
Well,
can
one
see.
Of the people on the team is Megan Duggan, who some of our listeners may remember from the Only a Game 20th anniversary party. She was our guest, and a very welcome guest she was.
Great. When's the next? Do you know the schedule by heart?
I don't know the schedule by heart.
Let's talk about another sport. Shaun White, the big performance yesterday, of course, after a disappointing fourth place in Sochi, he made his big comeback, winning the gold medal. This is snowboarding we're talking on, the men's half pipe. It was an incredible performance. How did he do? This is last night. How did he do last night?
Yeah, well, it was an incredible performance in many respects. One, it was under pressure. The guy performing right before him had basically given him something to shoot for. Shaun White had to do better than he had previously done on his previous run in order to win a gold medal, and he went out and did it. I think it's also important to note that one consequence of being in the spotlight in the Olympics is that people tend to examine the rest of your life, and Shaun White's accusations against him of sexual harassment have resurfaced. He initially dismissed them as gossip, and happily has apologized for that and realized that this sort of thing needs to be taken a good deal more seriously.
Let's listen to what he has to say about that.
I'm truly sorry that I chose the word gossip. It was a poor choice of words to describe such a sensitive subject in the world today. And, you know, I'm just truly sorry.
Sport, life, you know, media,
these are allegations. It would have been nice if he'd also said, I'm also truly sorry for the sexual harassment that I committed and had to settle with the woman who used to be a member of my band.
Well, did these allegations change his career? Does it change the wins for you as a, you know, as a fan? As a fan of sports?
I can't really claim to be a knowledgeable fan of snowboarding. I'm like most people, I watch it once every 4 years.
Man, you haven't been skiing lately in New England.
No, not on these knees. But I think everybody has to decide that sort of thing for themselves. We've certainly seen charges like this change and end the careers of people in all sorts of walks of life. And so we'll have to see what happens.
We've got about a minute left, Bill, and I want to move on to some local sports. Boston sports, where basketball legend Paul Pierce's number 34 jersey has been retired by the Celtics. Pierce spoke during a celebration of his excellence on and off the courts this weekend.
You know, since Wick called me and said, you know, we're going to retire your number, and I was just always thought, like, you know, I worked hard. I got to the NBA. You're a Boston Celtic. But not everybody makes it up there. And I'm like, how did I get there?
Bill Littlefield, how did he get there?
Well, playing 15 years for the Celtics, 10 years as an All-Star, 2008 Finals Most Valuable Player, played on a championship team. That's pretty much the full boat as far as getting your number retired, and couldn't have happened to a more deserving fella.
You know, part of the celebration, the Celtics named the tunnel that the players walk out of before the game is the Paul Pierce Players Tunnel. That's a tongue twister. Quite the honor.
Yeah, not exactly the Ted Williams Tunnel, but close enough, and I'm sure Paul Pierce is very happy to see that happen.
Well, that's a good note to end on. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, Jill.
Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.